Unit 10. Standardized measurements. Can you guess how long one cubit of rope is? In ancient Egypt, a cubit was as long as the distance from the elbow to the fingertips. Of course, some people have longer arms and fingers than others. Different measurements in distance or size often caused major confusion and problems. Before people had a common measuring system, they often determined measurements with parts of the body or things around them. For example, an inch, a measurement of distance, was first based upon how wide the thumb is. Later, in the 14th century, King Edward II of England decided that an inch would be the length of 3 barley grains, end to end. The yard is another measurement of distance. At first, a yard was as long as a man's belt. But of course, the length of every man's belt was different. So, another English king, Henry I, decided that a yard would be the length from the tips of his fingers to his nose when his arm was extended. Eventually, the English officially standardized their measuring system, the imperial system, in the 1800s. There was another attempt in the late 1700s. King Louis XVI of France asked a group of intellectuals to invent a new measuring system. The group presented King Louis with the metric system. He formally adopted the system in 1791. However, the citizens of France were not happy about the new system. They were already used to their own system. For them, the metric system seemed too complicated. But King Louis made it illegal to use the old system. Gradually, the metric system was adopted throughout most of the world. Today, the measurements are standardized. Many countries, except the U.S., Myanmar, and Liberia, officially accept the metric system, but people tend to use various standardized systems in their daily lives. There is not as much confusion as people used to have in the old days. Thanks to the standardized systems, we do not have to carry 3 grains of barley or undo our belt every time we want to measure things.